those opinions, never taking opportunities, never taking for who you are. Some people have to live this way, and you're the person to blame.
That's Niamh Tracey, singing her own original song, Person to Blame. Niamh is a member of the Rialto Youth Project, and she has a central role in their new production, The Natural History of Hope. The production is a result of 4 years' work. Lead artist Fiona Whelan tells me how it all started.
The project began with an invitation from the manager of Rialto Youth Project to me, as an artist, to explore and respond to what he recognised as a cycle of oppression for women. It also came after I'd been working with the Youth Project for a number of years on a previous project looking at power and policing. And so the invitation was to adopt the same kind of approaches to begin to open up the complex theme of gender and class inequality.
To really do justice to those themes, Fiona Whelan began collecting stories from women in the local community.
I mean, central to the project are a collection of anonymous stories which were gathered quietly and carefully over a number of years. So we began by, I suppose, tapping into the network of relationships that Rialto Youth Project has with local women of all generations.
One of the community workers who became centrally involved in this production is Gillian O'Connor. She told me that, looking through these stories, certain common themes kept recurring.
There are seven themes that have been identified. The themes that have emerged are the affective domain, class, men as a liability, grief and death, survival and the struggle for dignity, gendered identity, and lack of safe space.
I asked Gillian O'Connor specifically about the theme men as a liability.
Being a group of women exploring these themes, we cannot hide from the fact that men have appeared in negative ways throughout many of the stories, experiences and themes that have emerged. We have used different kind of approaches within the performance to represent that. So we have the idea of a wolf, and the wolf represents oppression in its broadest form. The idea of the shadow, which kind of refers to maybe more specifically the threat or fear that women feel in relation to men or experiences with men in their lives.
Rialto Youth Project are clearly committed to addressing the uncomfortable and difficult realities of gender inequality. One of their partners in this endeavour is the male-led Broken Talkers theatre group. Fiona Whelan told me what they brought to the table.
I chose Broken Talkers because of their work with non-professional actors and their ability to work with complex themes in quite an interesting way. I'd seen Silver Stars, which Sean Miller wrote and they directed, and was quite drawn to their form. It didn't feel necessary for them to be women. In fact, it was quite interesting, I suppose, because they're coming in when the material exists, that they're not speaking within the piece so much as working to help translate it into theatre. So they became almost like a first male audience, which in itself was kind of interesting on a personal level and professional level with all of us.
The approach which the group ultimately decided on was to focus on a single life story of a woman called Hope. Gillian O'Connor again.
Hope is really the central character, and she's a puppet. And really it's that a group of women will guide Hope through her life on stage, from birth to older age, and encountering all of the kind of struggles and challenges that Hope will meet throughout her life, which really represents a lot of the struggles and challenges that women meet throughout their life.
So how does this finished production sound? Here's a short extract.
Hope is a happy child. She's always smiling. She doesn't see the world as it really is. She doesn't see danger or the cruelty. Not yet. She hasn't had to test how loud she can scream yet, or hear the sound of her own mother screaming. She hasn't had to see how fast she can unbuckle a seatbelt while under the weight of a local businessman who is making it hard for her to breathe. She doesn't know yet that she's going to have to raise someone else's kids. She doesn't know that someday people will want to talk about her biological clock. She's only a kid. She hasn't learned how to make her bed, or realised that once you've made your bed, you're supposed to lie in it.
As dark and difficult as some of the stories are, humour always exists. We've really tried to carry that spirit as well without humorising difficult or dark circumstances. But there's a particular part in the play where Hope goes on holidays, and it's a very small piece where she rolls up her sleeves and allows her arms to be out. And she says, you know, she'd never do this at home. And I mean, when we've rehearsed that as a cast, every woman in the room got that. And I know that the lads, the Broken Talkers guys we're working with, couldn't understand the idea of getting your arms out. You know, it felt like, well, what's the big deal with that? But every woman got what that meant, to have your arms bare. And I think it's a very small moment, but there's something very poignant in that.
I ask one of the supporting cast, Audrey Wade, a member of the community, what aspects of Hope's life she relates to.
Hope's story, when she's all hope for life, and I relate to that because I was there. And then you go through life and you realise it's not all roses, you know, it's not all a bed of roses. And then, you know, you realise the harsh reality of life and the struggles that people go through, especially women. Give me a woman that says she hasn't been through one struggle in her life, but she would definitely relate to some story where hope's concerned.